on the ship full of bombs.
How can you not love... Should we go again? No, let's not. Let's not. No,
no, no, no,
no, no, Tom. No, no, no. We cling to our crapness like a delicious scarf.
That was
poorly
me.
Knitted. No, Tom, no. It's not my fault you went to a festival, but I'm clinging...
That one was genuine human error. That was... buttons here. There is no light on the mute. And I thought, oh, that's weird. I've left the mics up.
There we go.
Oh, I don't need to put those up.
There we go.
No, they are not.
They were not up.
This is Tommy's 12. Something for the girl with everything. See the writers on the wall. You are the girl on the wall. Something for the girl with everything. That's for Easley. That's for Daryl. Sparks nut Daryl Easley. And also brother broadcaster here on Ship Full of Bombs. Thames Delta Independent Radio, which is where you have tuned in. You're either listening to the deferred live streaming of it, or you've downloaded it and you're listening to it, or I don't know what you're doing with it. Maybe you, because you're a specific audio nerd, you got it on the internet, and then you put it onto one of Mr. Edison's wax drums, and you're listening to it now. And in order to give it that old-timey, authentic, old original recording quality, I will now read the alphabet. A, B, C, D. Of course, there weren't cortinas going by when Edison read the alphabet out. Marty Robbins.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden, I was in love but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dang.
dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso, out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina goes.
Mr. Marty Robbins there, and of course the classic El Paso here on Shipful. I do love a story song. I like a song where, and also a song that has the lyrics, and I felt the bullet deep in my chest. Well, there you go. How many have written a song? That's always, there's a central logic to those songs where the protagonist dies. Quite like it. Green, Green Grass of Home. That'd be a good. Can you email me your favourite song where the subject, the blokes or the woman singing the song, is dead? I quite like it. Let's have that as a chirpy phone in.
Listen at sfob.co.uk.
It's not a real radio show. This is whenever I do internet stuff, I use this. It's like when I used to do the Perfect 10, I used to say with Wilding, I used to say, call in if you can't call in, you fucking idiot. Anyway, it's sorry, that's that. We started today with Something for the Girl with Everything, which is actually taken from Male Intuition, which was the Sparks Best Of, which Ireland put out. What year did they put this out? Can't see the year on the back of the thing. But it was sort of 90s, in the 90s. Yeah, 1990 that came out. And then following on from that, taken from a really lovely album on Ace, if you can get hold of it, Charlie Gillett. Oh man, I miss Charlie Gillett. Charlie Gillett's Radio Picks, Honky Tonk Volume 2, which means there's a Volume 1. Liz at Ace is going to be getting a phone call from me. Charlie Gillett, I had the great fortune to play radio ping pong with him, not once but twice. We did a 1 hour, he used to do radio ping pong, as you know, on GLR. It's where he'd get a guest in and they'd just back records back and forth. It was one of the best formats ever for a very, very simple way of doing radio. And Gillett, I went in and did it with him once, and then he asked me to come do New Year's Eve with him. So I did 2 hours of back-to-back, just playing records at each other. I think I've got an hour of that on CD somewhere. The other CD didn't record properly, so I haven't got the first hour, but I've got the second hour of me and Charlie Gillett on the radio. Oh, man, what a lovely dude he was. And I remember, with some joy, inviting him to come and see Hairspray when I was in it. His appalled face at the end of seeing a West End musical was one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life. And who was his plus one? Who was his plus one, Tom? Who was Charlie Gillett's plus one? If you're going to talk, you put that microphone up, young man. Is it up? It's up. Of course
it is up.
Good. Who was his plus one? Charlie Gillett. Come and see Hairspray. Who does he bring with him?
No, I'm gone.
Dave Robbins, the former head of Stiff Records. So Dave Robinson, Robbins, because I'm all full of Marty Robbins. Dave Robinson, who I met the other day at the Madness gig. So there we go. These things, circuitous way. And Robinson came up to me and said, "Ah, Phil, last time I saw you, you're in a big old dress." Because he sounds, of course, like Terry Wogan. Let's have a couple of noisy ones back to back. I'm in the mood.
I love the sound of breaking glass.
Ship full of bombs.
City beats the bed.
Noise complaint.
Yeah, the soup the valley's been in.
Noise complaint.
Well, laughing is a reset.
Noise complaint.
We're all spaz cats, we can.
Noise complaint.
Well, it's just your shot. Can't be stopped. 20 buses, there's a noise complaint. Tearing down the curtains.
Noise complaint.
We're just blowing up the speakers.
Noise complaint.
You know the neighbors on the floorboard.
Noise complaint.
Yeah, this party ain't no secret.
Noise complaint.
Well, it's just your shot. Can't be stopped. Yeah, alright, yeah,
manifestation of the truly uncool. Crazy man, police at the front door. Song, it goes, yeah, 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 yeah. Shy girls winking,
noise complaint.
And all the good girls kissing,
noise complaint.
You see those rude girls spitting,
noise complaint.
And all them double daddies giggling,
noise complaint.
Well, it's a sure shot, can't be stopped. I like your neighbor, but your neighbor don't like me.
And the Kids Table with Noise Complaint from the album Strictly Rude, and then ahead of that from an album I was a bit of a one for going into record shops and just looking at the compilations racks and picking up weird stuff. This is on a Dutch label, I'm pretty sure. Is it? Are they Belgian? Oh no, New Jersey. There you go. anyway, on a label called Groove Discs. From a tribute to Stiff Records by some American bands called The Stiff Generation. If It Ain't Stiff, It Ain't Worth a Tribute is the title of the album. And that was Pat Buchanan and Thundermug with their version of Nick Lowe's I Love the Sound of Breaking Glass, which is, it's a toe-tapper. I like that. I like that a great deal. It is Ship Full of Bombs. It is Phil Jupitus here with you. Thames Delta Independent Radio coming at you via the internet. For all your pornography and weird odd records you thought you'd lost needs. It is the internet, and Tom, the producer, is with me here. And because we're recording all these shows, we're doing three today. We did three last week. I'm doing one weird one via recording it on my phone and sending it to Tom. And because I'm currently out on tour in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, to give you an idea time wise of where we are in real time, it's the Tuesday before I get to Birmingham to start Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And who knows when this episode of the old show is going to be going out on Ship Full of Bombs, because we're going to put them out weekly. We're going to stockpile six, and once we've got six in the bag, then they're going to start going out weekly, and that gives us a 6 week window to decide whether the whole thing was a stupid idea and me and Tom never to speak again. That's how it's going to work. Simple enough method, I think you'll agree. On the last one I did, you remember me saying I wasn't playing enough reggae, and I stand by that, and I'm doing what I can to fix that situation bit by bit. This is Sister Nancy.
The team call a bomb, bomb. The blue whistle arms on me a kind. Little different style, different fashion. You know? Tell me, say one thing, Nancy, can't understand. One thing, Nancy, can't understand. understand. Mommy, they might talk about me, ambition. Say, what make you, they might talk about me, ambition. Come and say, some of them might ask me where me get it from. Tell some of them might ask me where me get it from. I told them, no, no, it's from creation. I told them, no, no, it's from creation. Bam, bam, ayo, what a bam, 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 bam. You come in at the place of me, say, well, well, sneaky, bum, bum, hey, yo. Tawata, bum, 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 dilang, bum, 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 dilang, bum, 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 hey, yo. Tawata, bum, bum, hey, yo. Say, what a bum, bum. That's how my name I see you, I come and shunt them plan. I told them, no, no, me, you want business, woman. Sister Nancy, she a one in a 3 million. Sister Nancy, she a one in a 3 million. So bam bam, say what a bam bam, bam bam dilam, bam bam bam, bam bam dilam, bam bam bam. Hey, say go, sister Nancy, make you go. I tell you, say go, sister Nancy, make you go. I know it from me head straight down to my toe. I tell that all, sister Nancy, and they go. And somebody my ask, sister Nancy, make you bad so. Long down the list, sister Nancy, make you bad so. He bam bam bam, what a bam bam bam. He bam bam dilam, bam bam bam. He bam bam dilam, bam bam bam. What a bam bam, hey, tell me say what a bam bam. This woman, I never trouble no one. I'm a lady, I'm not a man. MC is my ambition. I come be nice of Jamaican. So bam.
Sister Nancy and Bam Bam, taken from 300% Dynamite. I played 200% Dynamite last week. 300% Dynamite on the Soul Jazz label. Absolutely fabulous reggae compilation albums. But let's face facts, the stuff that those kids down at Sounds of the Universe in Soho, who also run the Soul Jazz label, those kids can't put a foot wrong, really. It's some great, great stuff that they reissue. That particular, it's the Dynamite albums that they put out. It's just probably my favourite reggae compilation albums ever. If you separate reggae and ska with a heavier pencil, then they are definitely. Otherwise, you know, Club Ska 67 is probably the greatest album of all time. But then again, there's probably those of you out there that are going for Shut Up Dupes, Tighten Up Volume 2. Well, we'll see, shall we? I find myself in the mood for a quite raucous kind of rockabilly style Americana, but also cartoons. Who can meet this strange desire at this point in my day?
Thank you. you are best. So
stop the pigeon,
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 stop the pigeon. How? Nab him, jab him, jab him, grab him, stop that.
Stop sneaking, it's not worth the chance, for you'll be returned by the seat of your pants. And clonk, you invent me a thingamabob that catches that pigeon or I lose my job. So
stop the pigeon,
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 stop the pigeon. How?
Nab him, jab him, jab him, grab him,
stop that.
Just a little bit of the Jumping Bean, R&B Hip Shakers, from our friends at Vampy Soul. And that was Cozy Cole with Cozy's Mambo. And before that, taken from a fantastic album called Saturday Morning, Cartoon's Greatest Hits, The Reverend Haunton Heat with Johnny Quest / Stop That Pigeon. It's one of the great, kind of lost live moments of my life was seeing the Reverend Haunton Heat when I could have. Not that he got over that much, as I recall. But I do got some of those kind of. Oh, it's, if I lived in America, I think I'd go to more live gigs. Discuss. It's one of those sort of things, really. Whenever I am in the States, I always try to see music gigs and usually fail abysmally. Actual live old man coughing there. What the internet's bringing you. Phil Jupitus with the Phil Jupitus non-genre specific hour of crap grabbed off his shelves internet radio show here. One of the unwieldiest titles on the internet today, but it does fit on a tweet, as Tom just discovered, here on Ship Full of Bombs. www.sfob.co.uk. If you're listening via the website, click on the Contact Us button. That's how you can contact us. Or is it program? What is it? Listen. It's listen, isn't it?
Yes.
Listen at sfob.co.uk. Is that right?
That's right.
Boom! I know the email address now. I've been here too long. That means that they're going to start thinking about sacking me. That's the way it works whenever I go to any radio show. Let me tell you that right now. Listen at sfob.co.uk if you want to send us an email. Can you put Jupiter's in the subject bar, because we all share the same email address? I'll tell you now, Easley is not going to play my request. It'll make him bitter. So, really, and Tom's just going to stare at them like a hamster looking at a Game Boy. And that is how old I am, ladies and gentlemen. I still think that the Game Boy is a young, modern hit reference. Go team.
Thank you.
Burt Bacharach, taken from Bachelor Pad Pleasures on the Chronicles label. That is, of course, his version of I Say a Little Prayer for You. Before that, from the album Rolling Blackouts by the Go Team. What was that? Yosemite theme. Yosemite theme here on the Ship Full of Bombs. Thames Delta Independent Radio, Phil Jupiter's with you. The next show we're going to do, which we record, I mean, from your point of view, you can't hear it for a week. Unless, you know, we're way in time and you're listening to the archive of shows here on Ship Full of Bombs. But next week, we're going to be working purely. I bought a box of 7-inch vinyl and I'm not entirely sure what's in it. So there's about, I suppose, how many can you get? It's about 100? 150 maybe in one of those boxes. So there's... I'm going to do a show basically from a box full of records and I'm not entirely sure what's in the box. So obviously that makes me feel... I mean, I'm slightly nervous. Only slightly nervous. Because what if it's my... what if it's my box of animal-related novelty singles from the 1960s? How many Chipmunk 7-inches can you people stand? I imagine not that many, if we're being honest. I'm going to play something now. This Phil Wilding, who I used to do the show with on Six Music... And indeed, we used to work together at GLR on all manner of things. He used to produce my Saturday morning show. Lovely man, if rage-fueled. But one of the things I'll always be grateful to him for is introducing me to the Philadelphia band Marah, who are just absolutely fantastic. But man alive, do they like a drink. Whoa, Serge and Dave. The brothers that were the kind of focus of the chaos at the beginning of Marat. They're terrific fun. If you ever get a chance to go drinking with them, quite simply don't. Anyway, from Kids in Philly. If you're going to start anywhere with Marat, I'd suggest starting with Kids in Philly and then moving on from there. There's some belters. And this is Far Away You.
Dollar store, I didn't have a broken heart. I was not that lonely yet. Love played a trick on me. I'm afraid I didn't get seen two lovers in the park. Put the blood rush to my fist. Was sitting on a bench, entangled in a kiss, which wouldn't mean a goddamn thing. Would have been a big to do, cause even from behind, could see that she was you.
She was far away.
You, I'd hesitate to do. Seems so cruel, like so far away. Signal sound, more people piling on, other people climbing down. I see the dumpster bomb of bees down on a dumpster feast. He looked up at me, turned the corner heading east, and then we made a couple rights. My face had faded white, had a traffic light to a left on 17th, and I got off the bus. Found my apartment door, had the keys up to the lock, and they jangled to the floor. Well, I jangled down beside him, and I guess I'm
you're so cool, neck so far away.
Having this internet radio show is it gives me the opportunity to do this, which is to say that was the Slits and this is David Essex.
And where do we go from here? which is a way that's clear. Still looking for that blue jean, baby queen, prettiest girl I ever seen. See her shake on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean.
James Dean.
And where do we go from here? Which is the way that's clear? Still looking for that blue jean, baby queen, prettiest girl I ever seen. See her shake on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean. Jimmy Dean. Rock on, rock on, rock on,
rock on,
rock on, rock on,
rock on,
rock on, rock on,
rock on,
rock on.
David Essex and Rock On here on Ship Full of David Essex on Essex's finest internet radio station. You're all nearly into the... What was the next track you nearly got a bit of? Gonna Make You a Star? I think not. Stick that pop shit up your arse, Essex. We only want the weird off-kilter stuff. Apparently, when he used to play live, what he'd do is he would kind of wander into... They'd start playing that... Doom-doom, doom-doom, do-do-do-doom, doom-doom. That really spacey. It's one of the greatest introductions of a pop record ever, that Rock On by David Essex. And you really... Why hasn't it been appropriated by a hip-hopper? Is what I want to know. I'd love to... If anyone knows if that has been sampled, contact us at... Is it Listen?
Yep.
Listen at sfob.co.uk. Has the introduction to Rock On. I don't know why I'm even asking you people, because at this station we have a man who is ostensibly Music Google working here. I could just phone easily, and he would not only tell me what records it had been used as a sample on, he'd give me the catalogue numbers as well, because that's the kind of bloke easily is. That's how he roll. I do love it when white middle-class people use that black Argo. It's just delightful, isn't it? That's where you find yourself, Ship Full of Bombs. The next show that we do on here, it's going to be... I'm going to be... basically working from a box of 7-inch vinyl that, not entirely sure everything that's in there, so it's a slightly nerve-wracking proposition to go there and do that, but we're going to do that. If there's anything you want to hear on the show, I could give a shit, to be honest with you, but you know, you could try. We could try the request thing, but I don't think that's the way this works, is it? I don't know, maybe it is. Maybe you'll teach me that it is exactly the way that it works. I don't entirely know. I'm finding my feet here. I'm a baby duck in a new pond. It's an exciting world for all of us. Anyway, we're going to go out on this one, and I've also worked out how to get the timing exactly right. This is Joe Strummer. See you again. Ta-da.
1, 2, 1. Line check. 1, 1. Of the new city,
49.